Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Zane, address it.
You want me to address
you
it?
Address Should I address
it? Okay, I'll address the situation. I'll address it. Guys, calm down. I missed the last episode. I actually was in the room for the first 5-10 minutes of filming. But, well, backstory. There's been a lot of, like, stress in my life for the past, like, 2-3 weeks. Just, like, 20 different things. And when you, like, keep everything bottled in, you just kind of... You just kind of explode.
He was shaking the bottle and it finally popped.
And that's what happened. I had my first panic attack. Like, full-blown...
Welcome to the dark side,
panic
bud.
Attack. I did. You know when people go like, you're about to give me a panic attack. You know, people like say shit like that all the time, but like you're not really having a panic attack. It's just, you know, whatever.
Me on the Stas episode. You're good. I was almost glad it happened. I was like, okay, he gets what I go through.
You go through that? Every episode that happens?
No.
Oh.
I've never had a panic attack, but I get like full on like anxiety, but
I knew right away. I never had a panic attack.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I was worried that you were having a panic attack, but like I didn't want to like tell you I think you're
right.
having a
yeah.
Because then, and then that would make you like panic more.
Panic
yeah.
more.
Yeah. So we were recording and we had Hunter March on here, and of course, like I like leading up to the episode, I knew I was like having a rough day. I was like, oh my god, we have the podcast tonight and we have a guest. Like this fucking blows. Like I can't do it tonight. But I didn't say anything. And then we all sit in here and everyone just starts chatting it up, and I'm sitting here and everybody's going back and forth. We're recording and I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh my God, oh my, I can't do this right now. I can't. I'm looking at Devin. I'm looking at Mariah. I gave her like a little eye just to let her know like, yo, I'm about to blow. And I'm trying to avoid, I was going to sit here silent the whole entire episode. If you guys kept going and I didn't like run out of the room, I would have been silent the whole time. And then Hunter March points at me. He goes, how do you feel about that? And I froze and I ran out of the room. I was like, you guys are doing great. And I ran out of the room. It looked like I like was about to puke or
yeah.
about to like have a diarrhea attack or something.
Yeah. Sorry. I put it on diarrhea.
Yeah, that's fine.
I didn't want to be like Zane had a panic attack and make it like a thing. I was just like, tell me it's
Oh, you guys knew what was going on. Oh, I thought you actually thought like I had to like use
the irritable bowel syndrome.
No, yeah, we didn't something.
Think so. Well, I definitely knew it was like anxiety related, but you know, sometimes anxiety can like go down to your intestines. It can mm-hmm. make your stomach just like flutter to the point where you do feel sick.
Yeah,
so like right. I knew definitely the root of it like was your state of mind.
Uh-huh.
But what was
I think
so
it was also keeping him calm and keeping the guest calm. And we were just like, what do we do? Like if it was just the four of us, I feel like we'd be like, oh, another day.
Yeah.
But we had like two people to like make sure are okay.
Yeah,
right.
And I've had like mini meltdowns while recording, especially in the beginning when we first started, like the first like 7 episodes, I had like little meltdowns where we had to like take a pause or like start over. But this one, that was something I ran outside and I completely just a fucking storm coming out. I was just like, fuck. Like I felt like I was dying. Like I've never felt anything like that in my life. And it all came out. And I was out in the back for an hour.
Well, we stopped and we were trying to look for you and we could not find you.
Oh, I left my phone.
And I went out because we looked at, you know, Find My Friends and you were still here. We looked in every room of the house. We even walked outside up to your car to look in it. And then I call your phone and Heath answers. And I'm like...
And he left it in the podcast room.
So I'm like, where is Zane? And he doesn't have his phone? Like, it didn't make sense.
Yeah, no, I just... I like went right to the back and I just had to be by myself for like a good hour to just really just think about everything and just to calm down. I just needed to like breathe, and I needed I couldn't be around anybody. I just had to think about everything and let it all. I felt like my spirit kind of went into the sky and left for like an hour. And then I was just like, okay. But by the time it was like kind of, I was kind of like feeling better. You guys are finishing.
And that's it for Zane and Heath. You come in. So what do we want to talk about today? I'm better now.
Yeah, no, I felt really bad. But like I heard like while I was out there, like, you know, and my world was ending, I heard you guys laughing in here. So I was just like, thank God that they're just like, they're doing the episode right now. Like, and they're, it sounds like they're doing well. I was like, fuck, thank God. Because I thought you guys were just not gonna do it.
We're just
with Hunter Marr just like taking the time out of his day to come here and fucking I felt really bad, but I'm good. Everything's fine. It's just sometimes it needs to escape your body, and that's what happened. We've had a rough 3 weeks, man. I mean,
it's been a lot,
but
yeah,
you know, but like that helped me. Like that moment helped me like
just feel disconnect, disassociate,
and
breathe.
Yeah,
that's good.
But now I'm breathing. I'm back, guys. Thanks for
to
waiting.
Mental health.
To mental health.
I'm still alive, health. But I'm barely breathing.
Does anyone else have mental illness? Clap if you have mental illness.
Everybody put a lighter out.
You get a panic attack. You get a panic attack.
Jesus.
You guys all should have lit a fucking lighter for me for 2 seconds. Moment of silence for Zane's absence. Thank you.
Let's run this intro, baby.
Yeah, let's run the intro. I hope we don't have to like dance the next season. I want something to play.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get a table so we just sit. We're just running have no out room of
dance moves.
I literally do the same thing every day.
I know.
All right, let's do this.
All right, it's Kabuto, baby. Would you like to say the intro? You took the reins last episode in my absence. That was really brave of you.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Heath.
I'm Zane.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
We have nothing to say. That's our thing.
I'm wearing a turtleneck today. I threw out all my clothes in the past couple of days.
Oh, he really is just letting
start
go
fresh.
Of everything.
Sometimes you have to.
That Mary
start
Kondo.
Over.
I threw out like 90% of my fucking shit.
It's the best.
So that's why I'm wearing this turtleneck, because this is the few that I have left.
And that was one that you saved?
Well, yeah, this was expensive. I've worn it once. So I was like, well, I'm going to wear it again for the next episode because I haven't worn it yet.
Okay.
I only wore it once for a photo shoot, and then it was sitting in my closet.
I was going to say, that was a Henry shoot, right?
No, it was a normal shoe.
Oh,
it was a normal shoe.
I don't know how I feel about turtlenecks.
They always come in handy when you need them.
Yeah,
there's always something where you need a turtleneck.
Yeah, like Todd. Like I feel like I see Todd in a turtleneck a lot for some reason. Yeah, you don't see him in a turtleneck.
I guess maybe if he does like a dress up, like shoot type thing. Mm-hmm. But
then I feel like that whole turtleneck with a blazer like trend is like now out.
Yeah, like, it was like cool and like new and refreshing, and now it's just like
now. It's over.
Okay, so I was looking at the comments like a couple podcasts ago, and everybody keeps commenting saying, why is everybody matching except for Zane? And in my head, I was like, oh, I think they're playing this shit out without me. I think they're in a group.
You think we have a side chat?
Like as a joke, I thought you guys had a separate group chat, and you guys color coordinate every episode just to see those comments.
You didn't notice that, like when Matt would walk in, I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" Where Matt, it's a whole thing where we accidentally match.
I know, but I thought you guys were just doing that just to make me think that you guys weren't planning it out.
Do you think we're having meetings like that?
That's why he's having panic attacks, because you need to
see that push him over the edge.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't like mad about it, but I just like. I thought it was really funny because it's every podcast we post, it's all these comments. So in my head, I was like, I'm sure, like, I feel like that's something you would like see and then be like, yo, guys, we should keep this going and keep wearing the same outfits while Zane
really?
We
have a separate. Oh, I would feel bad.
We have a separate group chat.
Yeah. But now I know it's not happening because Heath is wearing a white shirt. Completely throws off.
Well, when you guys walked in, I was like, oh, we're all kind of in pastels. We're not wearing the same color. We're in pastels. So I told Heath, I was like, if you want to wear a pastel, but he already wore all his yellows.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So oh,
you do wear a lot of yellow. I used to wear all the yellow, but now you do.
Yeah, I like that. I'm in like this, like, matte socks. It's like a kind of
Mustard.
Mustardy, but not yellow mustard. It's more of like a
pollination yellow.
It's full. Yeah.
What are those colors like? Color. What's that color palette called? Like the yellow and the brown and like the.
I just think it was like 70s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
70s kind of palette. Yeah,
you've been wearing a lot of that lately. You're bringing that shit back.
Come on now. You're
bringing back the light blue jeans.
Let's get it, baby.
The dungarees.
The dungarees.
It's funny because like when they match, I usually would just run into the bedroom real quick and throw something on to match.
Yeah, both of their closets are here. That's true. So I get here like a little bit earlier, so...
So it's you. You're running the show here when it comes to outfits. But you,
He just shows up on time.
Yeah, you do have better outfits than me, though. I'm always wearing like gym clothes and shit.
So. You do have good outfits. I actually stole a shirt of yours this week.
You do it all the time.
You broke his Christmas
village. I usually let you know, so... I don't know, but like I hadn't seen you wear this one for a while and I needed something new.
Which one was it?
It was like a button up, like just like an outdoor tee button up.
That's my favorite shirt.
You went to Catalina and you didn't wear it, so
I
was so worried that when I was wearing it, like if Patricia was taking photos of me, I was like, is he gonna notice?
I don't mind shit like that when people like want to borrow something from mine. I don't really care for something.
Yeah, I don't either.
You know why? Because I like to do. Because
you want to do it back.
Yeah, I want to do it back.
Yeah.
I save those moments for like now that you took my shirt, now I have that moment in my head like, oh, now next time I really need a shirt, I'm just going to go through your closet.
Yeah, payback.
Yeah.
But just, you know, with respect.
Yeah. But Matt and I moved into our new house.
Oh, we did.
Last week or 2 weeks ago.
Been like a little over a week.
I love this house so much more than my house.
It's really nice. It's very like safe. It's very domestic.
Yeah.
The other one, like, it did was, like, more kind of bachelor pad vibes, but, like, I still felt like the design of that house was, like, still not, like, fully planned.
Yeah, like, it just makes it feel cold. Like, it's just, like, ugh, like...
It was just, like, one big room and then a bunch of other rooms. This like, one has the proper standard
The person that's about to buy my house is watching this.
Yeah. The new house definitely screams, like, golden retriever as a pet. The other one was, like... Capuchin monkey.
Yeah.
Like, okay. All right. Calm down. It's still my house.
Exotic tiger.
It's still my house.
Right. Right.
I still own it, Heath. Come on.
I'm like, hopefully not for long.
Yeah.
But it's been like a really.
You're going to get it, baby. It's going to sell.
I know. Hopefully. If not, I'll just rent it out. If you guys want to rent a house in like a month, let me know.
The address is.
I'll come over every here and there to check up on the AC and shit. We'll have fun.
Baby, you didn't check up on the AC the whole time you were living there.
Now we have a Nest, though. It's really nice.
Imagine Zane as a landlord. Hey Zane, the hot water heater went out.
Just turn it on.
FaceTime me.
Did you put it on hot?
FaceTime.
No, wait. Just like open it. All right. Can you go to closer?
Yeah, you're gonna have to call like a
Let me call my
like a guy.
All right, it's a little choppy. Can you go on the Wi-Fi? The Wi-Fi's not working, Zane. We need that fixed too.
Oh my God, speaking of Wi-Fi, tell them about your new bed.
Oh, we moved into the house and of course, you know, when you move into the house, the first few days, you don't have like Wi-Fi, you don't have the hot water working, nothing's working in the house. And that's what happened in our house. And I have the bed in my room and I'm like, oh, thank God. And I go to inflate the bed because it's like a self-inflator thing. You have to like turn it on. It's a sleep number bed.
Oh, he rich.
Oh, it's a sleep number
bed. Yeah,
you have to blow those up.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it goes up and down based on your sleep number. So if your sleep number is like 35, it like goes up a little bit.
That's how that works?
Yeah.
You have to log into your account.
Yeah, I had to log. So I logged into my account and, you know, on my LTE on my phone. And I go to my sleep number app and I try to like turn on my bed. And it says I need fucking Wi-Fi to inflate the bed.
Wait, this is an app?
Yeah,
it's your bed has an app.
Yeah, and I needed like I couldn't just do it on my regular like service. I had to have Wi-Fi in order to turn on my fucking bed, which makes no sense.
What kind of baloney?
So I couldn't even sleep in my own bed for three. I had to sleep in Todd's room, in Todd's bed.
That like doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it was so funny. He's like, I can't go to bed because
we don't the Wi-Fi isn't working.
But that sounds like something you'd be like, Zane, what the fuck?
Zane, just put your phone down and go to bed. You don't need to be on anything. No, it's too sleep.
But like it wouldn't even inflate, like it would have been a bad sleep without
I would have been like this because it's like completely incaved. Yeah, Like that it wouldn't makes have no been. Sense.
It's like having a waterbed, but your water no bill water. Got cut off, and you can't. You have no water to like fill
exactly
it up.
That's exactly it. Actually, that's really funny.
So we're doing a lot of shit like that the first few days. Moving day was so funny because, of course, I tell everybody, I tell Todd and Matt, "Hey guys, we're moving Tuesday. We have movers coming in. Oh, we hire these movers. They're fucking amazing. You have to hire them.
Roadway moving.
I'm gonna like another shout out because they were the best fucking movers in the entire world. So
I feel like you guys got done so fast.
So we had it like we had to box up everything the night before. So you know, me, Matt, Devin, Danielle, we're all like just getting our shit all ready to go for the next day. And Todd is not like starting on his room at all. And I was looking, I was like, oh man, I feel like he's gonna leave this shit for last minute. This is gonna be bad. Cause his room out of all of ours is the worst. There's just shit everywhere. Again, what we were talking about last
episode. He did this last time. Like I knew this was going to happen.
It's a pattern. Yeah.
And so he didn't work on his room. We're all day we're like boxed. And it's taking a long fucking time.
You gotta start the boxing process like a week and a half beforehand. Yeah. Cause like you don't realize how much shit you actually have.
Yeah, mind you, we don't have a lot of shit. Like compared to other houses, we don't have like that much shit. But still, it took so fucking long.
Yeah.
And then it hits like 5 or 6 p.m. and Todd's gone. I was like, Danielle, where's Todd? And she's like, oh, he's getting a facial. I was like, a facial? We move in 9 hours.
And you're like, baby, I'm about to give him a facial.
I was like, how is he getting a facial right now? We gotta move.
That's funny.
His room has like not barely even started yet.
I'm picturing like you guys running the house. Burr, 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 and he's just like,
yeah. We were busting a sweat moving. I even took off my shirt just because
because
I was just so hot moving around.
Yeah, because like, it was not only our rooms, it was like two other rooms, the living room, or the whole shelf, just like all these little knickknacks in the computer room, the podcast room, the piano room, just so much shit. You just have to make sure it's all together.
Yeah,
it was so funny.
Stressful thing.
So fucking stressful.
Yep.
And he comes in the next morning, and I go upstairs just to check on his room. Everything is just in garbage bags.
So my God.
The clothes weren't folded. It was just, like, because he came in, like, hours before, or, like, a few hours before the movers came. It was really funny to see. So they, but everything ended up getting pretty much 95% ready to go by the time they came.
I remember texting Zane. I was, like, trying to get something done with him. And he's like, oh, I'm moving in the morning. I was like, oh shit, okay, your day is like wiped. He's like, no, the move's only gonna take like 2 hours. I was like, 2 hours? He's like, no, we don't have much, like it's gonna be quick. I was like, okay, 2 hours.
In what world?
It was like, what, 12 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a long fucking hours. Day.
Oh man.
You guys have a lot of knickknacks. I mean, like you and Todd have a lot of knickknacks.
This kid's got,
Zane doesn't have anything.
This guy's got two villages to move.
Yeah.
True, but I moved all of my villages separately 2 days before. So they didn't have to touch any of my villages.
Imagine a mini moving truck.
He just didn't trust their hands on it.
I really didn't. I did not at all. Though they probably could have handled it very, very well. I just needed to like know that.
No,
I
shit
took
like that you gotta bring
it.
Like my Mac laptop, my Mac computer, I like brought that in my car. Anything like that, I just, because if they break it, like, yeah, sure, like
Wait, Zane, you remember us trying to be like moving out of the Denny house, us trying to be so careful with your brand new TV you bought right before we moved out?
Hold on, wait, what happened?
It was your big ass Sony and we're trying to move it in Big Red.
Okay.
And we didn't want to put it in the back. We were trying to be so careful with it.
What happened?
I don't remember this.
As we're getting in, we're like sliding it into like the front of the truck, and it just hits the corner of a glass table and it just digs into the screen.
No!
And we're like sliding it, and we're like oh. Because it was just like, don't put it there because it's gonna get fucked up. Oh no, we can't do that, it's gonna get fucked up. And we're like, okay, we got it. Sliding it in. And it just dug into the screen.
Oh wait, no, there was this like fucking cut in the TV, but I never changed my TV. I just dealt with the fucking that
once cut. It was on, you couldn't tell. Like it was like a surface level scratch.
Yeah.
Like it didn't fuck up.
But like
the
when
LCD.
It's off, you can like clearly see it.
Yeah. It's like a deep one. Yeah. I'm surprised it didn't fuck up like the
plasma.
I was really surprised.
Isn't it weird like TVs that like stain?
I thought plasma was the future. like plasma TVs.
Yeah, plasma TVs can burn. Like, have you ever been to like a bar or restaurant and like a TV's off and it still has like just the DVD logo like burned into the screen?
Or
it'll have like the sports like ESPN like logo in the corner.
It just stays there because it's been they keep it on all the fucking time.
Nah, wow.
Yeah. Plasma
like,
burns.
Like as a kid, I never noticed. I looked, I'm like, huh. But like now, it's like, what?
So growing up, my dad used to work for Sound Advice and we would get like crazy TVs because like he was just given it because he like worked there.
Right.
And we had like really, really nice plasma TVs. And every single day it was like, don't leave the TV on. It's going to burn an image. And like I didn't like understand it. I was like, it's not going to burn an image. And sure enough, we had... Everyone had like a burn spot in it.
Oh my!
I would deposit on like a big picture, like a big SpongeBob. Shot of SpongeBob, and just leave it on for 2 weeks.
This is the clown from It.
Oh, that's be good.
Jesus.
That's or The Ring.
Yeah. We met like on moving day. We ran into one of our neighbors.
Uh huh.
And it was so typical. It's like it was like a movie. The old man comes out and he's at the garbage and he's just like. And we're like, hey.
Oh, no.
And he just nasty. Yeah.
No.
Oh yeah. There's going to be some problems with the neighbor. But I mean,
winter's going to happen.
Yeah. You're not really crazy. You guys aren't like crazy.
Yeah. No, we don't like throw parties or anything, but like just like when I saw that and he was huffing at us, like he was like, oh, three teenage boys moving in. We just look like we still look like fucking teenagers. People don't like look at us.
Baby,
and go, oh,
you do not
adults.
Look like a teenager.
No, I'm just saying like the way we dress. Like when you see a family move in, they're all dressed.
That's what our landlord said to us. Like the wife told the husband like, absolutely no YouTubers, absolutely not. Like it was a no, and he was like, you have to meet them. Like trust me, like it'll be fine. And now they're so grateful that it's us that like have this house because we're taking care of it.
Did I tell you about the owner of my house? He did a FaceTime interview with me because we were YouTubers.
Oh man!
So like we're on this call and like I put on a button shirt, everything. Just
I put on a wig. I was like, oh, okay.
With my camera, just vlogging the owner. No, I like put on a bunch of, cause I wanted to do everything I could to make it look like I was just mature. You know what I mean? Just for it. And he's the first thing he says, so I know you guys are YouTubers and you know, and immediately I was just like, no, I completely understand where you're coming from. Like, I know there's a really, really bad rap with YouTubers buying houses and completely messing it up. We are the complete opposite. I've owned two houses, clean houses. I don't like fuck up anything. You have nothing to worry about. And he was just like, okay, good. All right, you got the house. I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, it's a horrible reputation.
Horrible.
Like,
especially
the younger
like
ones
the
just trash it.
The content houses and shit, completely
so
trashed.
Bad.
Completely
and they leave
ruined.
It that way.
Yeah.
They leave it. I'm like, how can you do that?
I'm surprised
that?
They don't have like maids. Those big ass houses, I'm surprised
they
maids
do.
Don't come through.
They're
there.
Just like,
they just, oh God, I've gone back into our old house on. I don't want
which
to say
one?
Which street?
Altaview?
Altaview.
Oh, yeah. We've said Altaview multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
Altaview,
well, I've gone back
Altaview.
To that house.
Oh, now people are
those TikTokers living there, and it's disgusting.
Oh, really?
We were respectful
and that's
tenants.
A pretty house. That's a nice family house.
They have my bike in the garage. I need to go back and get it.
I doubt it's still in there.
Nah, it's not there still. Are you serious?
If somebody stole one dumbbell from you... I'm sure they're
gonna give it
bike.
Back with no wheels.
He's like, they stole my dumbbell.
Bryce Hall stole my dumbbell.
And they're TikTokers, so if there's a mic, they're taking the mic. I'm sure they need the mic for something.
Wait, you said bike?
Oh, bike!
It's a bicycle.
Mic.
And the bicycle's. I know the tires are deflated, and I know where it's sitting in the garage. I just need to go over there because I want
to
sell.
Have you checked any of their pages to see if any of them have posted a picture in it yet?
No, I don't think so.
Imagine just one of those girls like, just.
It's a little dirty. I don't know. Maybe. But I don't know.
They took your mic.
My mic. Yeah, the mic's gone, but the bike's there.
If they took your mic, you'd just be hoot.
Someone in the house has like a
welcome
snake
back to hoot.
Or something.
In the house?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Like someone, I walked, I think it was like your room. Someone had like a tarantula, something.
Oh.
Something in a tank.
I would never have an animal like that like in my house.
My buddies in college went to Texas State in San Marcos. Sorry, said Texas.
What was that time?
God damn it. Well, what's the time?
I thought I was about to get away without saying San Marcos.
Does Texas State matter?
I don't know. Maybe so. My buddies in college, though, I went down to go visit them.
Yeah.
And I remember they had this snake. Like every time I visited, they had the snake and the tank and everything. And I got there, and the tank is like empty. And I'm like, "Where's your snake?" And they go, oh, yeah. So we got really high one night. We were like playing video games and we were like letting the snake just like hang out in front of us.
Oh, my God.
And then they like forgot. Like one of them went to bed and thought the other one put the snake away.
You don't just let a snake hang out.
Didn't put the snake away and they woke up and they realized they left the snake out. And they couldn't find it.
Oh, my God.
They couldn't find it. And I was there, and I was like, how long has the snake been missing? They were like, shit, like 2-3 weeks ago. And I'm like, have you looked under, like, the oven, the refrigerator? They're like, dude, we've looked everywhere. And I had a crash on the couch that night, knowing that just a snake is in the fucking room.
Oh, no. I wouldn't have done that.
And guess what? They moved out, never found the snake to this day.
Well, imagine. It's out then, because it probably went through a vent and just is gone. There's no way it's just sitting in the house.
Well, that's another thing about snakes I don't like. Like, a lot of people
They're
get a snake.
Sneaky snakes.
Sneaky snake.
No, people buy snakes, don't realize how big they get. Then they panic when they got, you know, an 8-foot-long python
Anaconda.
Or a boa constrictor or something. And then they would go out to the Everglades and just drop these snakes off. And now they, like, took over the entire Everglades.
Wow.
Yeah. Exotic animals, man.
Like, people are really irresponsible. You know, I think they're paying people in Florida right now. I don't know if it's the exact number, but I think they're giving people like $10,000 per like
animal
per snake they're bringing in from the Everglades if you catch them out there or something.
Oh. Really?
Like a really high number.
That's crazy. So, $10,000 a snake?
Because
it was
back in the cocaine days in Miami where you had all these fucking drug dealers pushing in cocaine and they were like,
dude,
I gotta have 10 snakes. Like, they wanted the most exotic freaking animals. And then, like, when the laws started cracking down about what you could own, needing licenses, they just released all that shit.
Yeah. Wow. There's like giant goldfish in the canals, too. Like, massive goldfish, because they all just went into there.
That's pretty bizarre.
You don't need them.
You like goldfish, Mariah?
Yeah.
The crackers?
Yes.
Pretzel ones are the best.
Do you know they do the mixed one now? You have goldfish and pretzels?
Flavor blasted. Pizza flavor blasted by a pool after getting it out of the pool, and you have some of those, a handful of those, nothing like it. That should be hitting different.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So you guys we had a really great weekend.
It was Mariah's birthday.
We had a wild weekend.
My time to shine. I'm ready.
Right, it's you ready?
Okay, so
you're
this happened.
Your turn.
Okay.
You get the stick.
You give me the talking stick.
The talking stick.
We should have one. We don't know when to talk.
Oh, good idea.
That's so annoying. A 4-hour episode.
I'm just like this.
It was my birthday.
Happy birthday, Mariah.
That's
Thank
it.
You.
How old did you turn?
27. Believe it or not.
Good year.
Yeah, I'm excited for this year.
Wow. And,
Let's kill it. Let's go.
Best birthday yet.
So, first of all, on Friday was my birthday on the 27th. We had this really nice dinner that Heath set up for me. And I thought nobody was going to come.
Why would you think nobody would show up?
Because I lightly planned the party. I lightly planned my birthday weekend. And I wanted to celebrate because it was my champagne birthday. I wanted it to be a big celebration. I've never done like a more than one day thing celebrating. Yeah. So I was like, let's just do like a dinner on my birthday and then we'll figure out the weekend. Like maybe we'll do Catalina. It was just being sprinkled in. And Heath was like, I got it. It was like 2 weeks before. He was like, I got it. And then the day leading up to it, I don't hear from my friends. Like I don't hear from Heath. And I'm telling Heath the day of, I'm like, should we make a reservation? Like, I don't mind if you didn't do anything. And he was just like, oh, if you want to still do dinner, that's fine. And I was like, yeah. So I was kind of defeated. I was like, it's all right. Like, I don't know how if we're going to get the reservation, whatever. And he just kept like, just like brushing it under the rug and like moving on with his day. And he was just like, if you still want to do dinner, like we can. I was like, well, should I text my friends? Like, how big of a table can we get? He goes, text whoever. I'm like, okay. So I'm texting my friends. They're all playing dumb. I show up and there's like 20 people at the table.
Well, yeah, that's how birthdays work. Somebody yeah. else does the birthday.
I don't know
for
that.
You.
I've never had anything
but like the
this.
Whole yeah. day leading up, she's like, well, do we have a reservation? Who's going? So
he
and
goes,
so.
You're asking a lot of questions.
I was like, too much. Just we're gonna go get dinner. It's gonna be nice.
So I thought it was gonna be me, Heath, and my brothers birthday dinner.
How romantic.
Which I was fine with. It was at a nice we had it at this restaurant called Smokehouse, which is in the neighborhood.
La La Land
was filmed there. So everyone was like looking at the room that La La Land was filmed in where he's playing the piano.
And the office.
The office had, it was Jim
Wait,
and Pam.
Wait, that's where they filmed?
It was Jim and Pam's wedding rehearsal.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was like where they do the Dundies.
That's at Chili's.
Oh, yeah.
Classic. Come on.
Shit, I fucked up.
But before that, I wanted to make a, once again, I keep saying champagne birthday, like champagne golden birthday, I don't know what people call it. It's when you turn, the number that you're turning is the date of your birthday. Yeah. So 27 on the 27th. So it's a big deal.
I didn't know that when I was 18.
Yeah. Heath was five.
I was nine.
Yeah. Yeah, like. So I wanted to give myself a birthday gift, something that I can have forever. So I decided to make my first big girl purchase, and I wanted a designer bag.
Oh.
And I'm not a very,
you're a bougie bitch.
Be nice to have designer stuff, but that's not like where my money goes. I'm always like, I don't need it. So finally I was like, let me like make a big purchase. And I gave myself a budget, and I guess we can talk about the budget. My budget was, I was like $3,000 and that's it. Because I mentally cannot do it. And I was
what'd you buy? A freaking airplane? What'd you buy?
The whole store or what? Yes, that's a lot of money. But walking into these stores, I was like, this is nothing.
That budget was being stretched.
I was like, I could get a wallet. I was so scared I was going to walk out with a wallet.
A wallet. Jeez.
They're like, try the outlet.
You could try Sears.
Yeah.
So like there was this one purse that I looked at in Dior. And I walked in and it was this beautiful. It was just a plain white purse. I was like, let me get something plain. And it was this cute little purse, but it had this beautiful strap on it. So it was plain white, and the strap was like the color of your shoes, like blue and white floral. It was just classy. It was nice, this small thing.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, so it's 34. And I'm like, okay. And she goes, and the strap's 12. I was like,
ugh. The strap is 12.
It didn't come with the strap for the purse.
It's not like attached. Like,
no,
it is attached.
You gotta buy it separately. It hooked onto the purse, but you gotta buy it separately. And I was like,
why?
I was like, okay, I'm gonna have to think about it. Like, I just gave it back to her. I was
but
like,
who's
no
buying
way.
It without the strap? Like, you can't.
Dan, they do that because they know they can. Because the people are in there they have a lot of money, so they don't care.
Right. Like, and we're trying to play it cool in there with my brothers, and they're just like, this is not happening. And I cannot justify spending that much money on something, but I wanted it to be something that I can hand down to my future kid and something that's gonna last forever. So I was like, that's not the purse, whatever. So we go into Yves Saint Laurent.
Oh, hey!
I wasn't planning on doing that brand because everybody has the black like YSL bag. Yeah. Everybody has it.
Yeah.
So we walk in, the four of us, and the four of us dart to this one bag. It was so weird. We just beeline for the same bag, and we're looking around like the four of us just looked at the same bag.
We all like looked at it and started reaching for it.
Like I said, I've never bought anything designer in my life, and I made the decision in 15 seconds. The lady helped me take it down, and I was like, okay, this is it. I'll take it. And my brothers and Heath were like, that's it? And I was like, this is it.
This is it.
This is the bag. So she was, of course, she was showing me the wallet, and I was like, no, like, I'm good. And what's cool is I told my mom my budget, and she was like, why don't you try to make it like $2,700 for like my 27th?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And it was close. It was 26, 25, 26.
Well, no, that's good.
Cheaper.
It was 23. And I was like, oh, maybe with tax, it'll like rack up to 27. Maybe. I don't know how that works. It wasn't exactly.
You're getting excited that it's a more expensive.
Yeah, ring it up. So I got the bag. I'm here to show everybody.
Oh, let's see it.
We hate it. Nice.
Oh, that's really nice, Mariah.
Go ahead, Bubba.
Whoa.
That's really nice.
That's timeless.
It's very grandma-y print, but it's timeless.
But that's why it'll work.
And it's so great for the fall.
Yes, it's perfect.
So for the people listening, this is...
Yes. Matt, please describe it.
So... Yeah. So on like from really far away, you would think this is houndstooth, but it's not.
Right.
Oh, right.
So yes. It's kind of like this, like a more distressed stitching of like a houndstooth. Yes. It has an amazing texture with all very fall kind of elements. Quilted. We have hints of like pumpkin orange and like.
YSL gives them a whole year partnership.
Yeah,
and not
right. Look at that.
Whoa. And this beautiful gold. Oh, God, it's so heavy.
It's heavy.
This strap.
Oh, is that real fucking gold, huh?
Yeah.
You need like a matching outfit with this, too.
Right. That was the other thing. I was set on a black bag, a plain black bag.
So like every day.
Because I don't spend a lot of money on myself. So I told myself it has to be something that I'm going to be able to wear with any outfit. Because I'm probably not going to do this again for a long time. I wanted black. I walked in, I was like, somebody has that purse. And this is like the total opposite.
I've never seen a bag like that.
Why do you have a check in here?
I have to cash it. What do you mean? Whatever check. I make money, Matt.
She needs to cash it. She needs a purse.
Yeah, I gotta pay for the purse.
Purse on back
well,
for
this
the purse.
Check paid for half of the purse, so.
It looks like an expensive, like,
yes,
nice
and
purse.
Nobody has this.
I love how vintage it looks like. It looks like a cool 70s.
I was saying, I lost my train of thought. I wanted black so it would match with every outfit, but I
Matt,
feel like
look great with a purse. Sorry,
this prevents me from wearing it every day because it doesn't match everything. So I can keep it safe. It's not going to be overused.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh my
but I've
gosh.
Used it every day.
That's great. Mom.
I don't know how to handle
it. Oh, and you could carry like a small pet in there, like yep. Joe's new dog.
Why does it say Hong Kong?
That's embarrassing. made in China.
Wow. Why does it say made in China?
I love
just
it.
Lied.
Well, congratulations, Mariah.
Thank right. you.
Guys,
I
great.
Did it.
On her new
congrats,
purse.
Bubba.
I did it.
Good
Woo!
For you.
I'm excited. I'm proud of myself.
You should be, Bubba.
I wish men had purses.
They do.
I know,
you
but
can,
like,
yeah, you can
bag.
Get a purse if you want, Matt.
This looks good on you, honestly.
Matt, why don't you be like? Why don't you bring it back?
Harry Styles can wear a skirt.
I don't
you
know.
Can wear a purse.
I'm too self-conscious.
Wait, I actually like.
It. That's what I said. It like looks good on you.
I think the cardigan helps.
Here, I think
here,
the capris
helps. Stand up. Stand up.
Wow.
Whoa.
I like guy on TikTok who does like the poses.
Like. Wait, actually, I kind of like it.
I like it. I think it needs to be a little. It needs to be a little longer.
Oh, make it longer.
The purse.
We'll show him how to make it longer.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
make it longer.
Drop one strap.
There. There. Whoa. Wow.
Matt, they can't see
Matt,
your face.
I think
you're
Matt
above the camera.
Matt, for one night. We should go out and just have a purse. No, no.
We get back in the Uber like, amazing night. I left it in the club. Shit.
Matt, you should make a purse your thing.
Any purse brands that want to send me some man satchels?
But why did that look really good on him?
It did.
Mariah?
It did.
Matt.
You know what?
Mariah.
It's not about me.
There you go.
It's not my birthday anymore.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And y'all went to Catalina?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry I didn't go, Mariah.
It's all right. I didn't notice. I'm just kidding.
Gotcha,
just kidding.
Bitch.
I'm just kidding.
No, I got another one. We weren't surprised.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, Patricia's one of Patricia's good friends was having something and like we didn't want to split both ways. And, okay.
You know when it's ever something and he needs to defend it? It's always, Patricia's...
I'm just trying to be a compromising boyfriend, you know? I don't know. But anyways.
Well, he did have something. He went to...
another birthday party.
Went to Nick Viall and Natalie Joy's... it was Natalie Joy's birthday party.
Oh, I thought you
and Jack, our editor's birthday party.
Yeah,
it was a combined birthday party for them
important.
At Nick's house.
Yeah. Oh, it's at Nick's house? His birthday was at Nick's house?
The three birthdays beat yours, Bub. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But y'all went to Catalina. Tell me about it.
It was really exciting. I got to ride my first ferry. That was fun.
Was it a ferry or just a boat? Were there cars on
it?
No,
it was like a little...
I honestly thought ferries were like the little
a canoe?
No. Like
what do they call them? A gondola?
Gondola.
No, something like that. Like I thought ferries were like the ones going to Catalina Island. I thought we were catching a ferry like this.
You thought we were taking that?
Yeah. Because
I didn't think... Technically, that is a little ferry. Because
I didn't think a lot of people were going to like... Catalina every day. I didn't think it was like
it's just some
popular.
Italian man with like a red
yeah.
Oh, Catalina.
It takes us 2.5 days to get there.
You have to hold your hat the whole time.
Fuck.
We almost missed it though. It was
we had a run.
We literally ran onto it as it was like getting ready to take off.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we
no time worst. To spare.
See, that's the shit. Like,
but it keeps it exciting.
Yeah, the ferry's fun. There's like it wasn't open, but there's a bar where you can get food and drinks. But there's like 200 seats on the thing. That's double decker.
Yeah, but
it's
we
really
all
have to
sit separately.
I've taken it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And so you guys get there. What's the first thing you do?
Breakfast.
Oh, nice. Had a little brunch.
Yeah, it was really nice.
We plan on doing incredible. A lot of activities because there's like zip lining and rock climbing and
ropes
like
course,
ropes course.
Like
they had all these
stuff.
Activities, but apparently we came on the worst day of the year. You needed reservations for everything.
We went there and it was like...
It was so packed.
It looked like everybody decided to go there on that same exact day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was...
It's like the island was sinking. Like everybody was just getting in their Catalina trip that day. And we've been plenty of times on a Saturday. We couldn't get a golf cart. We couldn't do anything. And we were hyping it up for our friends that weren't that
we're
had never
do,
been there.
Yeah,
we're
you
gonna,
guys were
And it was so embarrassing. I was like, I swear, like, we're going to be able to do something. We ended up not doing any activities, but it was like we had the time of our lives. Like, we went to the arcade. Everybody was getting along with everybody.
We pretty much did everything that was available that day because everything was kind of booked.
And I'll be honest, we tried to buy off everything. And it was not working.
We tried to get a cabana.
Like, we couldn't
on the
even
beach.
Get a fucking beach chair. We couldn't get.
It was $150 per chair. And there was 15 of us.
We couldn't get an umbrella.
Nothing.
And our buddy Vince, he's kind of like an Italian kind of like gangster type dude.
If you watch Jeff's podcast, he's on there all the time.
He's like, we're like, how much is a cabana? He's like, it doesn't matter. They're all booked out. He's like, I'm going to give you $500 right now. We're going to get that cabana.
He's so smooth with it. It works.
Like every time he's just
and
like,
and they were still like,
well,
no.
Like, well, first we walked, like, let me just backtrack real quick. We went into the breakfast joint. We like go to get in line and there's like a wait and we have 12 of us. This party's huge. Everybody's sitting there. There's people. We walk up and he goes, I'm going to give you $100. You're going to give us that next table that opens up.
He goes, here's 40 for a down payment. I'll give you the rest later.
He doesn't ask. He tells
it
you.
Is the
and they're like, what's
gonna I'm going to
yeah,
give
it's crazy.
You this and you will give me
and
that.
Then goes, here's 40 now. When you see us, I'll give you the rest.
And the girl
and the girl's like, okay.
Oh, and you got it?
Yeah.
We sat
12
in,
of us. 12.
In literally like 2 minutes, we had a fucking table on the front of the boardwalk.
Yeah, just all together.
Waterfront.
There wasn't even a way.
It probably wasn't.
Like, it's just like, right. Yeah, like...
Everybody just knows Vince is that guy that you gotta just tell
them.
Then
after is he like, guys, everyone Venmo me?
No, he just likes to like take care of like people. Like he just like.
But you had your moment. You got the golf carts for us.
I did it.
He went right up to the window and he. I don't know what you did.
I just took it right out of his playbook. I'm gonna give you. I didn't have that much. I said I'd give you $15 now and. $5 more.
The guy goes, get the hell out of here.
You
gave
him
damn it.
Oh, I thought he knew who you were. That's why he gave
you. He did, it helped. But like
let me be cool for a second.
Oh, okay.
I thought he knew who he was a big fan.
You slide 2 quarters over, like, I'm gonna give you this now.
2 gold coins.
2 gold doubloons.
Thank God we got those golf carts though, because we wouldn't have gone far.
That was a blast.
Because you really like when you go on Catalina Island, now that we've been there, you really need a golf cart to get
there. Yeah, I didn't realize Patricia and I went. And I didn't think they had the golf cart thing when we were there. Like,
yeah,
I don't
it's like
know.
The main
like
station
COVID.
when you arrived
there.
It was
a
like
ghost
everybody's
town when Patricia and I went though. There was like nothing going on.
You went on a weekend?
A weekday.
The Descanso Beach Club looked like a Vegas resort.
It looked like Turks and Caicos. It was fucking insane.
There was one group of people that were like 50
oh
and
my
older.
God. Oh, they Matt, were getting
you
buck fucking wild.
You would have fucking puked your brains out.
They were. Matt, they
Wait,
were old.
Oh.
They were old. They were like some of them had to have been like 60.
Our parents
in bikinis,
listening right now.
In bikinis, but they were taking body shots off each other the whole time.
I saw myself in that group very much. I
wasn't bothered.
Like,
he's just like,
whoa. I was like, Okay, well, they're still doing that now. That means I may have a chance.
They look like all they did was vacation because they were so tan. They were red. So sun-kissed, yeah.
The light in the middle of the restaurant,
laying on the tables, doing body shots. And then there was a bridal party that came over and joined them, and they were mixing parties. I was like, what is going on?
It looked fun. It was fun, though. It was like just seeing everybody just like really letting loose. It was fun to watch. Wow. It was crazy.
Did you make the ferry for your way home?
We did.
If you miss that, you stay in the night in Catalina.
Yeah.
Listen, explain your Instagram picture with the baby.
Oh, yeah. So,
and how did that happen? Why don't you tell us about it?
So there was this lady that had like a baby, and she had two kids, right? She had two kids. And she watches the podcast. She knows who we were. So she comes up, and I'm like really drunk. I'm like, and she's just like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. Nice. I was like, nice to meet you. And then I'm looking at the baby, and the baby, the cutest baby. And she just has this like back, like the reverse backpack with the, you know, the little baby holder. And I look at her, I'm like, can I carry your baby? And she was just like, yes. And gives me her baby.
The baby's knocked out sleeping. Like,
now thinking about it, I was like, I can't believe she gave me her baby. And I'm wearing.
It's nice that it's in a backpack. You not like, oh, right. I hate holding babies, but I felt like the baby
was hugging me. It was so tight where like, it was so comforting. So the baby's sitting there and she's just like, that's my kid too, here.
Oh my God.
So now it was a thing. It's like the whole island got together and said, he's the one that we give our babies to.
I'm the one.
It's like you're running. Matrix. It's like you're running for president. Like you kiss the babies. Just like,
She just wanted 5 minutes to run to the bar real quick.
But you guys were all gone. You guys kept walking. I don't think you knew what was going on.
No, I didn't. I got back to you and you had a picture of you holding a child. And I was like,
missed it, man. You see, on Catalina Island, there's shit happening everywhere. Anything and we really got to experience that.
But it was a really fun time. Everything was closed. We couldn't buy our way into the rest of the activities.
But it was popping. There was people everywhere. It was manic.
I got to go back.
And then it was really fun. We ended up catching the boat back. We didn't miss it. I booked the one before the last one just in case. So if we did, there was one more going out.
Did you burn that money though?
What?
That's a federal crime.
Oh, so wait. You booked the other one and then you didn't use that one.
I booked the 8:30 because there was a 9 like.
So they put you on the next one if you miss one.
Oh.
Just in case if we didn't make it, we had the opportunity.
Wait, I'm surprised they let you do that.
If there's seats, yeah. If there's not seats, you got to book a hotel.
On a day like that, there's no way.
Out of seats we would have been screwed.
It was every seat was full.
We
couldn't sit together. We all had to find individual seats.
It was the late night ferry and we. Everyone was trying to fall asleep, and me and Zane are starting the wave.
And nobody, Mariah was like loud. She was just like, "All right, guys, come on, cheer up. We're gonna do the wave." And she goes like this, and I have a video of it. And you see like one person go up, and then she does it again. People are sleeping. People are like trying to get
around. But every time we did it, there was one extra person that added on to it, and there was people that were into it. And there was one girl in the back row who was.
She went. I got a video of that too. Like when 8 people put their hands up, this little girl in the back goes. It was the cutest thing in the world.
She was having fun.
And then we did it again. And nobody did it. And literally no hands went up. We're like, all right, we read the room.
We fell asleep. Yeah.
Enough is enough.
It was crazy. We left early just so we could all sit together. We left, 45 minutes, an hour early before.
And we were the last ones to get on.
And we were the last to get
everyone
on the
had
line.
The same idea.
Wrapped up the whole island to it was get back insane. On this fucking
It was
ferry.
Massive.
But yeah, Catalina Island, if you live in LA or anywhere around there, you guys should check it out.
But
it's
the
fun,
most
fun,
exciting
fun.
Part of the Catalina adventure was coming home.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was like one of the most terrifying experiences of my fucking life.
So we all drove separate. So the boys
I had the
had
girls,
a car.
The boys were in Heath's car.
Yeah, Mariah's two brothers were in town, so they were with us.
And my and little Scott, brother was Scott. Driving Heath's truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we get into the truck and we're just like ready to go home. And all of a sudden, I think Scott found, I don't know where it was, but he found a bottle of Goldschlager under my seat, and there was like a shot or two left, and we all were like, a little more, please. Yeah. Like, you know, we like had like a whole day, and we're just like, fuck it, keep the thing going.
Keep it going.
So we like had like a couple like little swigs, and then we're like, fuck it, let's just stop at a liquor store real quick. We'll just grab some stuff. We're going back to
my
house.
It wasn't even a liquor store. It wasn't a 7-Eleven.
No, it was like a full liquor store.
It was a full liquor store. Okay.
But it was just like we were just driving. We've been on the road maybe like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And like I just looked up the closest one off an exit. So we pull up, park real quick. We get out. We're grabbing some stuff. We got a whole bag of chicharrones. We had like a couple snacks and we just like got a couple bottles of alcohol.
We were making jokes then, with the cash register. Oh yeah,
it was fun. It was a really good vibe.
We were all having a great time.
All of a sudden, we get the stuff. We're walking out, and a group of guys like pulled up right in front of the store. And one of them walks up to Zane and he's like, "Yo, give me all the beers." And Zane was like,
"I was pretty drunk, so I didn't understand what was going on." So when he said, like, I thought he asked, "Can I have a beer?" I heard, "Can I have a beer?" I didn't really process that.
He asked for all of them.
And I was like, "I could give you a shot because I just got a bottle." I didn't want to give him, like, all the beer. So I was like, "How about a shot?" Like, I wasn't thinking. I really wasn't thinking.
Zane's trying to barter.
Everybody already is, like, walking towards the car. And I hear, I don't know who it was.
I was like, "Zane, let's go."
No. You said it just like this. "Zane, get to the car now."
Are these, like, rough and tough, like, guys? Like, they were... What?
Like, I don't
want to,
like...
Were they also drunk?
No.
Oh, I thought you guys said they were clearly drunk.
There was one guy who was, like, kind of, like, acting weird.
Right.
But they were just, like, it was Long Beach, and it was just kind of like a...
It looked like a good area. Like, it just looked like a fucking... Yeah. We were right off the highway. There was lights everywhere.
It looked like a little... Like a Mexican guy.
Give me the beers. Joking with you or, like...
No, he was being serious now that, like, when they told me the next night because they were there. But, like, I didn't really... hear him. I heard what's, like, all the beer, like, beer. So I was just like, "You can have a shot." But we run to the car. I'm the last one in.
There's five of them outside. And we all start, like, walking back to the car. I was like, "Zane, let's go. We got to go now." And then all five of them start walking with us, like, behind us.
Yeah.
I was like, "Get in the car now." So we run, grab the door, rip it open,
lock
it. We're all slamming and trying to press the lock as quick as we can to, like, keep it. And then they come up to the windows and they're pulling on the door handles, trying to open the door.
That must have happened so fast.
Banging on the window like this, trying to break it.
I'm on the passenger side, and he's punching my window, like, trying to break through the fucking window.
Now, keep in mind, my little brother is way too calm about situations. So when they told me how he reacted, I was like, "That's so him, just too calm."
I was like, "John, drive." And they had it surrounded, so they were behind, so he couldn't back up.
What did John say?
He's like, I can't really back up.
I'm trying to back out.
He's like, "I'm trying to, but they're kind of in the way."
Heath was like, "Run them over."
No. In this situation, Matt, if it was me, him, or anybody else driving, we would have ran them over.
Dude, like, it was terrifying.
They wanted, like, we didn't know what they were going to do to us. But, like, we didn't do anything to them. We just walked out of the store. That situation happened. And then they're like, we're going to fucking jump these guys or whatever with these guys. We didn't do anything.
All of them surrounding, trying to smash the windows to get, like, to get in.
Just because they want a party?
I think it was to make the approach, like, "Give me this shit."
We don't want
to
assume what this group were.
Were they over 21? They were gang members.
They were
definitely gangbangers.
Jesus, but it's crazy. It's like, y'all want beer? Go?
No, Matt, it wasn't about the beer. I think it was just showing dominant. Like, they were ready to fuck us.
Yeah, now give me the watch. Now give me your wallet.
Slow them down in their trash.
Yeah.
It's just that approach to something to say.
But it was like a big group of them. So we're like, "Oh my God." And we didn't know if they had guns on them. Like, because we're in this truck and we're going slow by and we're like,
John,
you gotta fucking drive right now. We're gonna get shot.
He was worried about his mirrors not being adjusted. Yeah, yeah.
He was worried.
He's like, bro, he just folded my passenger mirror.
And this is your Raptor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How were they, like, jumping up to the windows? Like, "Give it to me."
Heath, I don't know why any of us, I mean, it was definitely in the moment we're all fucking, we felt like we were about to die, but, like, I wish I got to record it just to show you guys how serious the situation was.
Yeah, it was so serious, but, like, none of us even thought about, like, recording it.
Yeah, I'm fucking sweating right now just thinking about that night. It was like,
dude,
man.
John is still trying to back up, but the guys are in the back, and this kid is literally at my, like, window, like, looking at my face, and he's smashing the window, and he's like, "Open the fucking door." And he's, like, trying to get in, and he's dude, I was freaking. I didn't know what to do. And like, I grabbed my knife. Like, I have like a knife in the truck, like literally for emergencies. You never know what the fuck could happen.
Zip-a-day.
This is the first time I've ever been in a situation like this in my life. So I was just like, fuck, like I need to defend myself. So I grabbed my knife real quick and I held it up. I was like, back the fuck up. Back the fuck up.
He's just screaming like, back, like, because we had nothing. There was nothing else that we had.
And then finally, they like chilled for a second. I was like, back the fuck up. I was like, John, drive. And so he just started backing up. We finally fucking got out of the parking lot. We drive, we made a right, and
dead
we're like,
end.
Holy shit, it's a fucking dead end.
So now
it's a big ass truck and he's reverse. Drive.
And we didn't know if they were like right drive. Behind us, like
a
following 10
point
us.
Turn.
Freaking the fuck, yeah, and trying to turn around. And then we have to drive back past the liquor store to
like,
get out. And he's like doing like 10 miles. I'm like, motherfucker, go. It was crazy.
And no, if you guys were wondering, I was not wearing this purple turtleneck. Just to let you know.
Right, seemed vulnerable.
I don't want to make a scene. I wasn't wearing this, I swear to God.
You're right. You were in a floral fucking button down.
But man, I remember leaving there. We were all just so fucking just.
I think, I'm going to say it. I think that was the most like, probably scared I've ever been.
Because moments like that happen all the time, but people actually just get killed, just quickly, just out of nowhere, just like that. Because,
and then I started freaking out because I was like, okay, maybe Mariah and the girls stopped to go somewhere too in the area, and I was blowing up her phone, and her phone was dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh my god!
No.
And I start,
and
I was panicking.
Too. Nothing like that happened to us, but. We stopped in Long Beach too to stop for gas, and we all went inside to get like snacks and drinks, and it was just us in this giant gas station with a bunch of like just old men, like just like dirty old men that were just looking at us, and I was like, let's all check out together and just walk to the car together.
They were checking out together too.
It was so uncomfortable because they kept trying to talk to us and look at us, so we all like ran to the car together, and as we were getting in, they walked out to the sidewalk and just were like waving to get our attention, and I was like, I still have to pump my gas, and I was literally on dead E. I was like, I don't have a choice but to pump it, so I like turned it on, and then we all got in the car and I locked it, and I just waited for it to be done, and they were just like this and inching closer, and I was like, please. So I didn't even fill it up all the way. I was like, let's get
you
the hell out
of
here.
You know what to do? I saw somebody do this, and I was like, I've always thought about this.
Oh, you can spray them.
Pull the fucking thing out and just spray
I had it in my head. I was
gas.
Like, oh, I want to do it.
But be careful if it doesn't work. Some of them have a little sensor on the, like, it's kind of like a little thing. When you put it in, you have to like push.
Oh, that makes
sense.
So
if it doesn't spray, just pull like a... pull the
or just make
it
like a flamethrower. So, like as you're spraying, you just do the lighter.
You should bring a lighter with me.
He has a cigarette ace.
You like spray?
And you're like, oh my god,
dude! Imagine something happened and both her brothers died, like in that car with us.
God.
Her mother would have fucking killed us.
Tina
rang our neck.
Tina would have done.
Oh my god.
You would have lost the four best thing that's ever happened to you.
I just wish I saw Matt in that situation.
Oh, Matt would... Dude, Matt would have fucking freed.
Please.
Matt would have been like this.
Just please.
Like, guys, stop. Stop. Yeah.
I just don't understand why you're doing this.
Why? What?
That's exactly... Either that or I would have just gone into like... just like emergency brace system. Just down.
Matt would have been like, you know what? Just kill me. Kill me. Kill me now. Just do it.
Matt would have been, take my money, take my wallet.
Imagine we went like the full, we did the, like we put the window down a little bit, we just gave him everything we
had. Oh my god.
Oh my.
No, but Heath made a good point about like what he thought it was, because it was like one kid first. And how old did that kid look? He like, or not, it wasn't a kid, but like he looked young.
They look like teenagers or in their 20s.
Oh, he was our age. He looked, he had like a baby face.
Like 25.
But the fact that all the other, like the other guys came like slowly after him, like he was saying, it almost seemed like it was like an initiation.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, it could have gone really bad. Like initiation for like gangs, like you got to kill like your first person, then you get to like be in
or
it.
Or jump your first, or any, or something. You know,
something.
They have like different shit.
They were going to, if he got it, they would have called him like Coors, would have been his nickname. Like,
what?
He would have got like Coors Light. Like.
Oh, because the beers that we were holding.
But man, do you think after they were like, you're out, man. Sorry, see ya.
It was only four. You only killed four, not five. You're out. We'd have been dead, close. Dead for nothing. Dead for
right?
nothing.
Does this mean I'm not part of the gang?
But yeah, guys, but you know. lesson is just fucking be careful. It doesn't matter.
Be aware of your surroundings.
Always be aware whenever you see something sketchy.
Never give away free beer or shots.
Yeah.
And drive. Just drive.
If you're in a situation like, if one of us ran one of them over in a situation like that, just to get,
if we would have actually accidentally ran one over, I'd have called the cops, been like, listen, we almost just got like mugged.
I know,
but I think I ran one over.
But legally, would we, like, or the driver, and would we have been fucked?
No, we were, yeah. Isn't
there like, doesn't there have to be something where you, like, they have to do in order for you to be able to do that?
I'm sure there's security camera footage of it.
It's probably never on.
But it's like it was a random liquor store. I thought if it was a 7-Eleven, I'm sure they would have had it, but it was a random liquor store.
I just want to know what that liquor store owner was like. Like, if he was like at the door watching the whole thing.
Do you remember where that was?
Yeah, I could find it.
You should get that footage. We should get that footage.
Go back during the day.
fucking 3 p.m. No more.
8 a.m.
We probably could try to reach out.
Do you think so? No, yeah. I want to see the situation again.
There was a gang that tried to like rob us on Saturday.
It's girls on bicycles. And
we were so drunk, we didn't realize who it was.
Y'all exaggerate the story. They're just like, please. You know, like,
it was
they're selling Girl Scout cookies. They were banging on the window.
Trying to get us cookies.
Yes. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Get the fuck away from the...
You're like, yeah, and they were like at the window saying like, you want some more? And it's like, no, you want Samoas? Totally misheard everything.
They were telling me though, because when I said, do you want a shot? They were saying possibility that they probably heard you want to get shot. But the thing is that I was pretty clear, and like the way I was saying it, why the fuck would I... Why would we be holding groceries and be
we
like,
we were probably
you
slurring. You want to get shot? You want to get shot?
But he did say, give me all your beer. So I think that was already...
Give me your lunch money.
Yeah. Whatever I said after, I don't think it mattered at that
point. We fended off a gang.
But he, that like, after that, after a situation like that, I feel like I have to carry something in my car at all times. Like, I feel like I have to have something to protect me.
I'm happy when, I had something.
Yeah, just something.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Keep it hidden.
It wouldn't have done much if they had, you know, better weapons, but, you know, it did. I feel like it showed your dominance. It showed that, hey, look what I got.
I got one too.
I'm just curious what would have happened if you did give them the beers. Would they keep going?
I think it would have.
Or they, like...
Yeah, because...
Yeah.
Were you wearing your Rolex?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they were in Catalina like shirts too.
I was wearing like a martini shirt. Yeah. I was wearing like those like little slippy sandals.
Yeah, we looked like we're on vacation, so like we were pretty good targets, I guess.
But I'm a survivor.
I'm a survivor.
Yeah, that was crazy. But then the next day was full of lots of fun, pool party action here.
I like teared up on Sunday.
You did?
Looking at the yard. It was just so overwhelming. Like, it was cool seeing so many diverse group of friends talking. Like, there was a point where Matt was talking to my dance friends, and I was like, what the hell do they have in common? But they were having a blast.
Matt was doing cartwheels. He was doing
right.
Yeah,
he was earning his stripes.
Yeah,
it was a good day.
But it was just overwhelming. There were so many people, and everybody stayed. I was like, okay, listen, this party's only going on from 12 to 5. It's a pool party. Nobody left till like midnight. Then there was like four of us that were there till 3 a.m. And then I had to take my brothers to the airport at 4. It was a blast.
Is this your first party, Mariah? That's
first
always
big party. I think it was overwhelming because it was for me.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
We wanted to get crazy.
It just felt good. Like I felt like genuine care.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like people were there to like get drunk and like get crazy. Like I feel like people were just there to have a good time.
I got chocolate drunk. I sure did.
He got chocolate wasted.
In that kitchen.
Zane didn't drink because he was so stressed about my birthday cake.
Oh, yeah.
He made it.
That's why I wasn't like focused on anything but that. I was I was just like, this cake needs to come out.
You were sweating.
It was so good.
It took me 3 hours to make that fucking cake.
And it burnt at one point. Oh, yeah. He was freaking out. Oh, he was having
and then
like,
he was sawing so off stressed. The fucking top and edges. It was so funny because I saw him calling his mom and he was like, it's not the same color. Like, when you make it, it's usually a little bit lighter.
Why is it thick?
And he's like, Zane, I put in all the ingredients. Like, it's just not right. Look at this. Does this look right? And he's like slapping it. And then all of a sudden he's like, okay, whatever, whatever. Let's just do it. And then he puts the sour cream in it. And then he's like, oh, well, this is supposed to, like, this is what it's supposed to be. Oh,
that's, it kind of
you put sour cream in it?
Oh, that's
oh, yeah. Hey, shh.
Bleep that out, Jack. You're like, what did he put in it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Makes it cream so cheese?
No,
no,
sour cream.
No.
You ever had a sour cream donut? It's the best.
Sour cream is really good when you put in desserts. You have to, like, mix it in. It's nice.
It was very good.
Yeah. It was a really great party. And then we watched the fight, too.
Oh, yeah, Jake Paul fight.
Yeah.
And he won.
You got to give it up to those brothers. It's fucking insane how, like,
I think it's cool.
Like, seeing Jake Paul in that, like, it, like, on Showtime with that arena and with everybody there, crazy. I was just like, that's fucking insane how he's there right now.
Whether people like it or not, they're changing the game.
Exactly. I was so disappointed that other fighter, though. Like, he was a real fucking fighter. I felt like he didn't put anything in
I
that
kept
fight.
Thinking he was, like, just keeping his endurance up. And he was gonna, like, just
but
go
he
in.
He stayed that way, right?
The whole time, throughout the end.
I heard something today that I didn't know, and I felt like it should have been talked about. But apparently, Jake thought that, the girls that were fighting before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was, like, a girl... girl fight right before.
Yeah, it's never been like that where you, like, as a boy and.
Well, like UFC, they do like different.
Co-ed, like,
yeah,
herb.
Oh, yeah.
For
yeah,
an
okay.
event. But he was saying that they were underpaid and should have gotten more for, like, the winner. So he gave money out of his own purse to winner so she could, like, have a bigger winning.
Oh, there you go. Oh, that's,
and
awesome.
I didn't know that. I heard that today and I was like, oh, wow.
That's like the
sick.
Fun part about money.
Like, why is it just, why isn't that, like, type of, like, good news spread? It's always just like.
Yeah.
They're trying to change their reputation. Like, talk about that. Like, that's cool. That's freaking cool of them.
Yeah, because other fighters wouldn't do that. They wouldn't give money from their own purse.
No,
for that.
No
yeah.
way.
But yeah, me and Matt were so confused by that win. We're just like, or not, we weren't confused by Jake's win, but we were confused why the other fighter was like,
Woodley.
To the end, Woodley, to the end, he wasn't throwing any, like, he wasn't really putting in his all. And then he was surprised that Jake won. I was like, what did you fucking expect?
Yeah. Jake was pulling punches the entire time,
and I didn't realize that they don't know their scores until the end. I thought they could see who's winning,
right? Because we can see it.
Yeah, because if he saw that Jake was winning, he would have probably put his all in that last round.
But so doesn't their coach at least tell them when they go into the corner, like, yo, man, you got to start throwing more punches, man? Because...
Well, he did. He told them, like, you got to give this your all. This was when they were having their little corner session. I don't know what the fuck that's called.
You should be giving it your all regardless.
That's true, yeah. But, yeah, that didn't make sense. And apparently he's getting an I Love You Jake Paul tattoo, so who's the
really
real winner?
I'm really curious to see if he does that.
Unless there's a rematch.
No.
Didn't they say that?
If he gets the tattoo, he will
rematch.
Woodley wanted a rematch, and they said, if you get the tattoo, I'll give you a rematch.
There's going to be no rematch. I don't think anybody wants to watch the same people fight, right?
That's not a thing. I don't even think they want to fight the same person. They want...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wouldn't make sense.
I did hear something that Logan got a new fight.
He got another fight?
They haven't said, like, who it's going to be yet, but apparently he got somebody that he's...
I think Logan's pretty good for not doing it his entire life.
Yeah. Both of them.
Both of them.
Who's
technique better? Wise, Logan's definitely better.
I think Logan.
It's so funny.
Like
they should battle. They would fight each other.
My friends from high school, like,
they should battle with a sword.
Put them in the ring.
My friends from high school, like, I hate, like, the Paul brothers, and I've always just been like, think again. These guys will win these fights, and they're like, yeah, right. And every time they win, I'm like, see what I've said?
It's pretty crazy.
I know.
I didn't think Jake was going to win. I thought he was going to lose. I thought it was going to be this whole thing, but no, he...
Did you put money on it, Heath?
No, I was going to.
Jeff did.
I was going to, but I didn't. I always get confused on how to, like, bet on that shit. It's just kind of like, ugh. If I'm, like, there in person and I'm at, like, Vegas or whatever, it's so much easier just to go up and, like, make a bet.
Yeah.
But didn't, like, the bets don't make sense because didn't Jeff put $8,000 in and he won $3,000?
Yeah.
That's such a huge risk. Like, that's not worth
it. Well, like, if somebody's favored, like, if you have, like, somebody who is, like, expected to win.
Wasn't Woodley favored, though?
No.
Woodley wasn't favored?
No.
Isn't he the real fighter, though? And Jake Paul is, like, the...
Yeah, but he was, like, 40-something years old.
Yeah.
The age difference is insane.
Oh, so when I saw the age difference, I was like, oh, okay. So this is a 20-year-old kid going up against a veteran.
Yeah, if somebody's, like, more guaranteed to win, if you put up $100, you may only win like 10. But if you put up $10 on the other one, you'll win 100. Like whatever.
But I would have thought like the guaranteed winner would have been Woodley. Like I thought like he would have been the favored one, or thought that.
If we were around back in like medieval times, would you have gone to like a Coliseum? Like it's kind of fucked up of me. Like I would like imagine seeing two like grown men sword fighting to the death. In an arena.
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
Like, imagine that.
That was a different
like, that
time.
Was, that was their boxing. That was their pay-per-view. Like, and like, I'm sure they were betting on
and I'm
that
sure,
shit.
And I'm sure it was more exciting at that time, too. Because, like, you, there was results.
Imagine there seeing, like, somebody die and you're like, it's rigged. It's rigged.
He's dead on the floor, but he had better technique. And they lift their
arms. Yeah, right.
The winner is.
Or they fake the deaths. Like, oh.
They're like the rubber or, like, the poke blades that, like, retract.
Yeah, right. They banish him from the fucking the land. He can't, like, come back.
I don't know.
Imagine seeing that.
But I feel like everybody was so close to death all the time back then, where like people were dying like on the streets,
like
and
left
stuff.
And
they
right.
would like bring out your dead and just like, I don't know. I feel like life or death back then was as common as it is dying in a video game,
the
where it's
life
just like
expectancy was 25.
Oof, I don't know. Yeah. Definitely, I'd
I wonder if we would have done what. Do you think we could have a podcast back then in medieval?
I just can't imagine like executions back then, like going to just like a decapitation on the guillotine. Like,
Like,
could you imagine seeing that? And people just gathered, like children,
just like
people getting stoned in the street.
What's weird is that like execution still happens, but like
just
less people get to see it. Isn't that weird?
It's really weird.
Like back then, it was like, the town gathers around. We're going to execute this terrible
like
criminal.
Like prisoner, yeah.
And then everyone would watch it. But now they still do it, but only a few people can watch it. What? Like, it's just weird.
It's like obviously, are you RSVPing? Are you going to
So are we going to do catch after the execution?
That is fucking wild.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like, the town did it to scare people, to tell them, like, hey, don't fucking commit crime because you're going to get your head decapitated. But, like, the people watching it, like, do you think they enjoyed it?
Do you think, like, damn, that's it. That's game over. That's done. They're done. Like,
do they just, like, all turn around and walk away? Or they kind of, like, sit there for a while and talk about it?
Oh, I don't even know.
Then, I'd bring my kids. I'd be like, hey, you back.
Just imagine. they on the baby on the shoulder.
Just going, you see?
Yeah, you see that? You see? You know what he did? He backtalked, you know?
He lied to his mom.
And then, like, I don't know, like, after someone was executed, was someone next in line? Like, was there, like, sets he had to hit? Like,
oh, like, which one are you going to watch?
Like, yeah, like, just, like, Decapicella. Like, you had a whole lineup of people of who's, it like, going up to, like, lose
very
their head.
Very good, Matt. How'd you be able to make that, like, so quickly?
Just like, oh no, I'll get there at 4. That's like someone else's, or just like the opening acts,
like the biggest for like the biggest criminal. Just gets
no, there's
the
a child murderer getting decapitated.
Oh yeah, that's
at 6. I gotta make it there for that.
Yeah, last hit.
God, I don't know if I could handle that.
Just
like, would you like the final moment before you get decapitated? Would you be just like, would you be singing
Zane,
something?
Zane would be like,
saying everything you want. Like,
yeah. Wah,
I'd be like, hey, can you
record this?
Or just
what a crazy crazy time. Like, I always think about like what people lived through like hundreds of years before us.
I know. Yeah,
I wonder if they were like,
it's awful.
We should be thankful, grateful.
And there are still like, you know, full on tribes that live out in the middle of nowhere that have had no contact with human beings at all.
Like that island where, like, if
where reporters keep trying to go to and like
what's
journalists.
What's the name of it? What's the name of
the
it?
The island where if you show up, they kill you.
They it's don't. Still going on. We can't have contact with them because even if we did, they're not. They don't have immunities to the diseases that we carry.
Oh,
since,
okay.
So,
yeah,
I mean, that's what happened to Native Americans.
So
like when we came over,
from, like,
we brought so
world.
Much disease. So. That, oh, yeah, the Sentinel Islands, the North Sentinel or South Sentinel Islands.
Pretty
it's,
crazy.
It's really...
They will bow and arrow you down before you even get close.
There was a young kid, like, in the past 10 years who lived there,
I saw
who
that.
Was trying to be, you know, like a missionary of the Christian faith, thought he could spread the good news. Dead.
Nope.
What we should do is just go over and just drop a bunch of iPads over there.
like drop off a bunch of food, like slowly, like every here and there, just to show them, hey, there's some people dropping off, and then one day you come with the items.
I think they just love the way they're living.
Yeah,
they're
or just like, hey guys, look, huh?
Look at us, just trying to.
Like, what's that movie, The Green Inferno?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's pretty much one
of my biggest fears.
I'm sure that was like inspired by that island.
Have
right?
they tried flying a drone over it?
I think
yes.
So.
Oh yes, there's a lot of drone.
Actual footage. There's footage of it, like an aerial, and they're all like aimed up at it.
What if they get one that can go really high but can zoom in really far that they can't see it? Like it looks like a
Or we just leave them the fuck alone.
I know.
No, they don't want nothing to do with us.
No, I just want it. Like, I want to see how they live. I'm just so curious to see like their houses.
But that just goes to show how nosy we are. We're like, let us see.
Like, yeah, but they're like, get on there.
We don't care.
We are so rude. Like, yeah.
Let's drop off care packages. Sick. They don't need it. They don't want it.
Yeah, they don't want it.
We're just curious. We're nosy.
You know the movie The Village?
The worst movie ever made.
It wasn't that bad
of a movie.
I watched it as a kid. It was terrible.
Well, I mean, like
M. Night Shyamalan, The Village.
Is it like a smoky picture with like a yellow something?
Yes. I feel like it was a bad movie to a lot of people because they had it in one of the scary movies. You know, Scary Movie 1, 2, 3, and 4, like franchise.
Yes.
They put it in one of those movies, and I feel like whenever there's a movie in that movie,
people
that means
think it's
it was
be
like
bad.
A bad movie that
That's
they're making
true.
Fun of.
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Is it? Oh, it was a red cape. That's what it was.
Yeah.
They wore yellow.
They were
the
like
red
warthogs.
People were the bad ones,
okay.
And you don't know what time period it
is.
Right. So you think going in it's the 1800s, and I'm gently spoiling the movie, but I always wonder if there's people out there who are living in that situation and do not know about the world, that are speaking English with their own community and just don't
I
know.
Feel like it'd be so cool to be like that,
grow up in a commune,
or just like not know all of this shit that we have. I feel like you'd be so much happier
in a way. It all depends.
Heath and I went to the Denny house the other day. That was fucking exciting.
It just
brought a lot of memories.
I saw that, and you guys recreated some old bits that you filmed.
For David's video. Yeah.
And what was funny is I saw a clip of it on TikTok of you guys bantering and stuff. And then I thought, oh, this is an old clip from David's vlog. But then Zane is holding a vape, and I'm like, we weren't vaping back then.
We were just cigarettes,
Zane
baby.
Also looks just dramatically skinnier than what he did at the Denny house. And in my head, I was just like,
it was
this
a weird
not
like, mind trip.
Yeah, yeah.
I was telling David, let's fucking recreate in the same spot. And he was like, no. I was like, that would have looked so funny. Imagine Carly sitting next to me in that room.
By the fireplace.
Yeah. I was like, David, you really got to hit.
He didn't think anybody would know what it was from. He was just looking at it as like, this is a skit that we're doing. He didn't look to recreate exactly what it was, and they were like,
you have
to. He
didn't think people would like remember and
I see that clip all the time.
I see it all the fucking time. I see that clip.
It's iconic.
It is.
You know what I felt bad about? Heath, for the longest time, was in contact with the Denny House people, and he wanted to do a video surprise, like pulling up to the house and surprising you guys.
I did too. I was going to do the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
And then of course David pulls the plug and he's like, "All right, we're gonna go to the Denny house," and you're like,
"Ugh." Oh no, yeah, I was telling the guy I wanted to film a video in that house for like a long time. So he was talking to all of us and didn't mention that. Hey, you guys are all.
I had it set up a day, but nobody like could make it, and I was like, "Shit!" And I kept postponing with the guy. I was like, "All right, just give me another week. I'm trying to get everybody."
The guy
to
living
together.
There now.
Yeah.
Who lives there now? What kind
of
guy?
I forget his name.
There's a couple people in the guest house.
Yeah.
And then the main house is the guy who owns the
yeah.
pizza.
It's like it's a family though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Was there still like little bits of styrofoam?
Yes,
like
they find them all the time.
Oh, wow. Still
there.
They said
they found Zane's shoe.
My shoe was in there. Oh, okay, no. A fire started behind the washing machine, and they stopped and everything. The fire department had to come. They pulled it out. And there was a whole thing of condoms, my right black shoe, and like a beanie that was just stuffed in like the like where like all the air goes.
Oh my god!
It was crazy seeing that my shoe was still there. I'm like, I'm surprised that nobody cleaned that up before. Like you know how like
what were you doing on the dryer?
I don't know. I think we used to
condoms,
climbing up to get the condoms.
Shoes?
He falls down, he loses a shoe.
No, but it was like, it was a full thing of condoms. It must have just been for a bit or something because it was way too much.
Let me guess what the shoe was, like a black Vans?
Yeah, it was a black Vans. That's all I wore.
Yeah, it was for a bit. Right.
Oh no, I wasn't fucking in that house. That was Todd. So it was probably his. Yeah.
Fair enough. Yo, but it was crazy, like, seeing, like, what they did to the place. It looked so much better than when we
lived
there.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was embarrassing how bad we kept that place.
It was pretty bad.
We kept that. It was a shit.
And at the end, we were like, we are good tenants. We keep this up. Like, looking back, no.
Oh, those black leather couches that were just in the heat of summer.
Oh.
Just
hear the
legs just pull off that shit. Oh.
And you know what's crazy? We could afford, like, a maid to come. Or just, we could afford just to clean the house and get some furniture, but we just never did that.
I literally couldn't pay my rent.
In that house?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
My mom was paying my rent.
No, you had your YouTube up in the Denny house.
No, I don't YouTube think you did.
I started right at the end. I posted like my
second
vlog.
It was at the end?
I was doing TFIL for like months before.
Oh, yeah.
And then y'all went to Clean Street and then you were like, wow. I'm going to start it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Shouts out to my mom. Thank you for helping out.
Is your old bedroom still red?
Huh?
We didn't look in the room.
Oh, your old bedroom.
Oh, it was just like, we were just in like the living room.
Yeah, I think it was like the girls' room too, so we weren't going to like ask to like see it.
I was just going to say, if you're listening, you have no idea what we're talking about. The Denny house is a house that Heath and Zane, you didn't live there, did you?
Oh, fuck. We should have introduced.
Heath and Zane lived there when they first moved to LA, and it's a super iconic location that they filmed all the time in. And is that it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stories on the podcast that are based around the Denny house that are the most insane stories you're ever going to hear. So go back and...
Yeah, they're
this
all
is,
at the
this
Denny
This is where, like, all the vlogs and, like, everything, like, started.
This is when Heath and I were at our worst with alcohol,
but also
drugs,
at your peak.
Cigarettes.
the
eating, like,
low.
Shit. It's crazy. We look like we were 40 years old when I look at footage of us in that house.
Todd
it's
sent me a picture,
insane.
Like, 2 days ago, and I was like, oh, my God.
It's pretty cool. You're aging backwards.
Yeah. But I feel like most people do. Like, most people, when you see, like, younger pictures, they look older for some reason. And then...
The amount of cigarettes. Remember, we would run out of places just to put them out.
Yeah.
There wasn't even... We were using the garden pots. The big, like, pots.
But remember how high our shit would go? It looked like the Game,
oh my God.
The Game of Thrones chair. Like, it was just fucking up and up.
Do you remember... Okay, so they were, like, big, like, big pots, like... Really nice, like, gloss edges and, like, ceramic. And they were probably, like, 2.5-3 feet tall by 2 feet across. And we were just putting cigarettes down in it. And we were just, like, there was, like, soil. And we would just put cigarettes out. And then we put cigarettes out on top. And it was just mounds and mounds of cigarettes. And then one day, we were, like, walking by. And it was, like, ooh, it's kind of warm.
Hot.
And I was, like... Started smelling. I was like, damn, this shit's like
hot.
Stinking.
Like it was like, you couldn't even
radiating.
Touch it.
And I was like, oh my God. And then I put my hand on it. I was like, mother Jesus. So we like, I started like moving cigarette butts. The entire pot was like a
on
charcoal.
Fire.
Like
on
a, like
fire.
Ember.
Yeah.
Like a charcoal pit.
Oh, shit.
And the whole thing had been smoking.
You cut a fried an egg.
Honestly, I think it was
pizza.
Like an ongoing fire for like weeks that had just been like lighting
slowly
heating up.
Oh, God.
And I don't even know how long it took. We had to get like a hose and like just douse the entire thing.
Was that pot still there? Did you see it?
I don't know if I did. I think it like cracked.
And
too.
You wouldn't think to put it out because you're putting it in a pot. It's going to like burn out on its
own.
Yeah,
you do the... Twist.
But like for 2 weeks, it's pretty crazy that like it just kept, because we're like the fire, it couldn't go anywhere else. It was just in that pot.
It was probably because like the sun too.
Yeah.
Just baking on it.
Just reheating them.
Remember the
1970s? I don't know how cigarettes work. Just recharging them.
The 1975's like second album came out while y'all were living there.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy those times. You can never get them back.
Yeah, that was like, back when he didn't even know 1975.
But you showed me Sun Real.
Yeah.
Hanging by the pool when we were there. Like, there was
pretty
just
crazy.
So many like, defining
And now
moments.
Sun Real was hanging out at our pool.
I know. Golf with him this morning.
How the turns have tabled. Wow.
How the turns tabled.
Would we buy it if we could?
Absolutely not. That place is a dump.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not a dump anymore.
I'm remembering like when we lived there.
Yeah.
It's a living room and a kitchen and like a few bedrooms.
Yeah.
Like,
it was really sad seeing how nice that house looked when you give it to a family that can actually take
it. Yeah, they made it look so nice. I really want to get into like old school briefcases.
Where are you going with a damn briefcase?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I just like instead of like a shoulder like tote bag, like going to the airport or something, I'll always carry like a duffel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just walking around with like an actual briefcase, I think
it
looks
so
cool.
I think they're a pain.
But now
in the
it looks
ass.
Now it looks weird when you're walking around with a briefcase.
Yeah, you look like a time traveler. Like a shooter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got something, either a whole stack of cash, because you shouldn't be walking around with cash like
if
that.
If someone just like opens up a briefcase, you're instantly
like,
it's a bomb.
Oh yeah, because we've seen so many briefcases in movies just be bombs, like taking time.
No, I just think it's like cool. Like, yeah, it's really inconvenient and you got one little handle and it's probably heavy as shit.
You can't wheel it. It's blocky. It's not comfortable if you want to like lay on
it. But that's what's cool about it. Like you're willing to go above and beyond and put yourself through that.
It is crazy. People went to work with a briefcase.
It's incredible.
It's everything you need. It's all the paperwork, the pens.
People still do.
People do, but not like the cool.
Yeah, Manhattan.
Yeah, really?
So if you're working on Wall Street and you're going into work, you're wearing a backpack.
Yeah.
Because you have to have papers with you.
Yeah.
And you have to have your laptop.
My brother
you can't put it in a folder and then put it in your backpack.
My brother has one for work.
You know.
No. I mean, like the leather skinny suitcase. Suitcases.
Did your dad take a briefcase to work?
My parents are poor, man.
My dad was a garbage man.
My dad had like a binder because he'd have to hold it up
sanitation
as a sign
worker.
Okay, sorry.
So yeah, we're not Wall Street families.
I don't know. I just kind of like it.
Bring it back.
I will.
There's a briefcase I would want to buy, or I want all matching luggage that's like in the Darjeeling Limited, Wes Anderson movie, with like your initials printed on it and all the animals and stuff. Like just that go to hell, really super preppy, like suitcase. Yeah.
I love how really cool. Old suitcases people would put stickers where they traveled to, like a passport almost, but it's on their suitcase.
Yeah, right.
Hawaii.
Japan. Yeah. Cute.
Yeah. That's what like.
Yeah, right
that's
there.
That's what like girls.
That. You have something like that. Your Puerto
That's what like girls who go to like church camp in the summer like with their water bottles.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we went to Pine Cove this last year. It was a lot of fun. You should have been there.
I still see that shit everywhere. I always see those stickers on this.
Have you seen like old school? They're like trunks, but it's like a whole closet, and then it's also like a makeup vanity. And like,
oh, like in Dunstan Checks In, the movie where like he keeps Dunstan.
Are you looking at one right now? Like it's like,
oh,
and it's got like a, and then like the things pop out, they slide out, and there's like drawers and stuff. And it's just like women would carry this around if they travel. Like that's crazy.
Didn't you love in school when girls would have like those like pencil boxes and then they had all those fucking drawers in it where those like pop out, like that eraser would be in there, the sharpener and the whole color pencil. I love playing with that shit. I'd literally grab those and just be like,
yeah,
like press, because there was so much going on in one little box. You're able to fit like your whole backpack in a box.
I think that's just like us getting excited about organization.
Yeah.
People still use the vanity ones for dance competitions.
Yeah,
you wheel out like your. It's a little box, but it's kind of
like a
suitcase.
Tackle box.
Yeah, it's like a hard case, like tackle box, and you wheel it out, and then you open it up. But there's like lights too. The mirror comes up. There's lights. There's all these like pockets.
Like Louis Vuitton vanity trunk.
Oh wow!
Like,
oh,
that shit's so sick.
That's sick. Look at that. A Louis Vuitton, like it looks like a suitcase, but you open it up and
that
fucking
is gorgeous.
Well,
I want to get one. I'm not gonna use it, but I want to get one.
Stop!
I'm impulsive.
You guys are getting your fucking fix on.
I want designer now.
The new thing. The new thing for the next.
You bought an iPad, Zane, and you never used it.
You know why?
Because I want an iPad. You know, people who had this shit together always got an iPad.
Zane, that doesn't mean you get your shit together.
I haven't turned the iPad on once.
Probably still got the clear fucking plastic wrap.
It's still there.
On the
fucking
sell it on eBay.
No, I do, but like, why do I feel like there's one day where I'm gonna need it?
All right, let's shut it down. Shut down the shop. Turn the lights off.
Yeah, it's time to go to bed. We got to go back to our families. You know,
we're about to walk over to Bob's. He's lying.
I gotta go through a drive-thru.
Bob's drive-thru.
Why?
Bob's. We could get
Bob's has a drive-thru,
and then they give you a tray that sits on the window.
Oh,
so
it's drive-up thing.
No, you drive through.
You
don't have to park. If
and then they give you the food,
park,
and then you park
tray.
And pull
it's
in.
It's that fast?
Yeah.
Eat with us.
No, I got
it. Before COVID, they used to come out on roller skates like Sonic.
Actually,
and
they might bring it to your car.
I have a podcast at noon tomorrow.
You'll be fine.
I really got to sit with my own thoughts and think about some stuff.
Okay, fucking.
I just want to wake up like a little bit earlier than
that's
normal.
Fine. No, we get it.
That's fine.
What time do you usually wake up?
In 8 or 9.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Those are rookie numbers. We gotta drop that down.
We're talking six.
I think I'm trying to get up early. I feel like I'm in really good moods when I wake up early.
I've been waking up very
I have a confession.
Early.
I bought 4 Hemingway books after having Hunter on the podcast.
Wait, would you buy? Did you get the
full,
Sun?
Full box set.
The Sun Also Rises?
Yep.
Read The Sun Also Rises. It's the only Hemingway book I've read, and it's very good. Or A Farewell to Arms, but I've never read that.
Mariah, we could do coloring books. That'd be fun for us.
Color by number. Yo, them shits were fun, though.
It was. And your shit looked fucking sick, too. Looked like a masterpiece.
Okay, guys. Can we try something real quick? Can we all close our eyes
and
see if we're on the same page?
Oh, yeah. Damn, we should have done that in the beginning. That would have been a fun thing
to
start
with.
Okay,
we're going to close our eyes and just instinctively try to clap at the same time.
Okay, wait.
It's going to be after I say 3, 2, 1, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, just like, wait, yeah.
Okay, everybody close their eyes.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Almost. I feel like it didn't feel right.
I felt the hands coming out.
I felt Matt's the wind go like this, and I was like,
yeah, I started feeling it.
Yeah, so I went dramatic. Lighter, and then I went.
Let's try one more time.
Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1.
That was the first.
We are definitely not on the same page. All right. Zane's still waiting.
Wait. All right.
Do you guys know what star counting is? So everybody look at this blue mug right here.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have to try to count to like as high as we can with nobody saying the same number at the same time.
We played
time.
This at David's one night. We got to number 28.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'll start.
All right.
1.
2.
3.
4.
5.
6.
7.
8.
9.
10.
11.
12.
13.
14. 15. Ah! It's because we're in love.
We're not in the same wavelength. God damn. All right, guys. Well, thanks for watching.
That's the epitome of this podcast.
All right, guys. We love you so much. Audio every single Monday. Video every Tuesday. YouTube.com/Dana Heath. We love you guys.
Follow us on Instagram.
Tell your friends to watch us. This is the greatest podcast in the world.
Check out Hoot and a Half if you want to.
Cut that shit out as all.
Titties.
All right. We love you guys.
Bye. See you next week.
Bye.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.